Well met, my friend, all on the highway riding, though freely together here we stand. I pray now tell to me of what calling mayst thou be, and art thou not a serving man?
Oh, no, my brother dear, what makes thee to inquire of any such thing from my hand? Indeed, I will not forain, but I will tell you plain, I am a downright husband man. Indeed, I will not frame, but I will tell you plain, I am a downright husband man.
Well, if an husband man you be, will you walk along with me, though freely together here we stand? For in a very short space I may take you to a place where you may be a serving man.
As to thine diligence, I give thee many thanks, but naught do I require from thine hand. But I pray now to me show, wherefore that I may know the pleasures of a serving man. But I pray now to me show, wherefore that I may know the pleasures of a serving man.
Well, isn't it a nice thing to ride out with the king, with lords, dukes, or any such men? For to hear the horn to blow and see the hounds all in a row, that's pleasures of a serving man.
But my pleasure's more than that, to see my oxen fat and a good stock of hay by them stand. With my ploughing and my sowing, my reaping and my mowing, that's pleasures of an husband man. With my ploughing and my sowing, my reaping and my mowing, that's pleasures of an husbandman.
But then we do wear the finest of grandeur. My coat is trimmed with fur all around. Our shirts as white as milk, and my stockings made of silk, that's clothing for a serving man.
As to thy grandeur, give I the coat I wear some bushes to ramble among. Give to me a good great coat, and in my purse a groat, that's clothing for an husband man. Give to me a good great coat, and in my purse a groat, that's clothing for an husband man.
But then we do eat the most delicate fine meat of goose and of capon and swan. Our pastries made so fine, we drink sugar in our wine, that's diet for a serving man.
As to thy ducks and capons, give I my beans and bacon and a good drop of ale now and then. For in a farmer's house you will find both brawn and souse, and that's a living for an husband man. For in a farmer's house you'll find both brawn and souse, that's living for an husband man.
Kind sir, I must confess, although it causes me distress to grant to you the uppermost hand, although it is most painful, it is altogether gainful, and I wish I'd been an husbandman.
So now, good people all, both be you great and small, honour the king of our land, and let us whatsoever to do our best endeavour for to maintain an husbandman. And let us whatsoever to do our best endeavor for to maintain an husbandman.